What's up, ladies and gentlemen?
What up, people?
Welcome to another episode of the Late Night Special. I will let Wavy introduce the topic, and he will be leading off tonight.
We got some interesting things to talk about with you guys tonight. I'm pretty sure everybody's familiar with the situation going on, but Johnny Depp sued his wife. For physical and mental abuse. I'm pretty sure it didn't say sexual as well, but I know for sure he's suing her for mental and physical abuse. And going off of the numerous videos and articles I done seen and read about it, Johnny Depp will definitely come out on top of this, that everything that his quote unquote gorgeous wife put him through is all starting to come to the light. I put quotation marks on gorgeous because that was one of the that's one of the main things she's like known for. Like, before all this went down, every time Johnny Depp and his wife got posted, it was always like emphasized how beautiful she was and stuff like that. And she's not a bad looking woman, but in the midst of all that, you know, good looks, it was
some she's darkness. A demon.
Excuse me.
I can never love these hoes. I would never try these hoes.
Excuse me. But like you said, it's a demon there. So I'm basically just give y'all a rundown on some of the things I had came across. She was physically putting her hands on him, and she was like using her words to like downgrade him as a man. It's another word for it, but diminish. Thank you, God. Diminish him as a man. One of the most recent ones I seen actually today was the recording. That I don't know how Johnny got this. If he was recording like and had the phone in his pocket, or maybe he had the phone like right there in her face and she didn't care. But on the recording, you can hear her defending her physical abuse. Like, she's literally telling Johnny she didn't punch him, but she's also saying she did slap him, she did hit him, but she didn't punch him. And then she had the nerve to like start calling him a baby and telling him to grow up because of how he was expressing how he felt about receiving that. Even on the tape, you can hear her like rushing towards him and like doing an example. Like, she's like, this is punching you, and then this is me hitting you, you know. Whole time I'm gonna give Johnny Depp his props, because the whole time he was really keeping his composure. And I say that to say this, I honestly feel like that's really what was driving her over the edge. Like, Johnny Depp's whole reaction to this was just that laid back, nonchalant attitude. Like, he, you know, like he always had, like,
a lot of ladies don't like peace.
They want problems, and always.
And I can't speak on like her past relationships or whatnot. I don't know what she's used to, but I honestly feel like she continued on with her abuse for how long she did, because she wanted to get a reaction out of him. because she probably would have went to court with it. Not even probably. She would have went to court with it because when Johnny came out and when Johnny came out with this case or whatever, now she's trying to countersue him and make it seem like he was the one that was doing the abuse. But, you know, it's real crazy because it's like I'm listening to, like, her lawyers and shit, like, really trying to downplay him and make it seem like, you know, he's lying, of course, but he's, like dumb. Like, he doesn't, like one thing that her lawyer kept putting, trying to persist on him was he was drinking. So... The one time the lawyer had called him an alcoholic and he was like, he asked him, he's like, Mr. Depp, would you call yourself an alcoholic? And Johnny sat there, he giggled a little bit and was like, well, I mean, I do drink alcohol every now and then, but I wouldn't call myself an alcoholic. And then the lawyer comes back with it and was like, so you're an alcoholic. He's like,
nigga, I didn't say that.
No, I like I said, I do drink alcohol every now and then, but I'm not an alcoholic. So then the lawyer asks him one more time, are you an alcoholic? Johnny Depp laughs. Yeah, I'm an alcoholic. Just to get the man off his back. Like, and then like you can really tell by like how the scenarios he's bringing up towards him, he's really trying his intelligence. Like he had brought up some time where they was on like a boat party or some shit. And he's like, you were drinking a lot then that night, wasn't you? And Johnny's telling him, no, you know, I was drinking on some wine. Did I have a lot? Yeah, but I wasn't like, you know, making it out to what that lawyer these tried to make it lawyers, seem.
Right?
Yeah, these are her lawyers.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like asking him about, so he's like, so you probably don't even remember what happened that night. You were so heavily wasted. And he was like, no, I actually do remember everything that went down that night. He goes on about it. I can't remember it, like word for word what he was saying, but he was like, he basically told him how many drinks he had. He also, oh, I do remember. He said he told him how many glasses of wine he had. Mm-hmm. But then he also had Ted that he went to his wife, and his wife was the one that was drunk as fuck that night. And he tried to take care, like care after her. She snapped on him in a drunken rage. He left, went to, I don't know if they were staying on that boat or whatever the case may be, but he made it back to whatever room they were in, and he started reading. And he tells the lawyer this, and he's like, lawyer's still trying to, nah, you know, that's not how it played out, or that's not how it was told to me and shit like that. But I hope this, like, this case opens a lot of eyes that abuse can happen either way. Because, like I said before, I really feel like what drove her over the edge was that Johnny Depp was so nonchalant about this. And he was not one of those that, you know, one of those guys that acted off their manly intent and, like, snapped on that girl like she deserved. Because this wasn't...
She this did deserve.
And like, and I'm gonna tell you why, because this isn't no like recent fucking abuse. Like this been going on their whole marriage. You know what I'm saying? It's just he never gave her the reaction that she wanted, so it got worse and worse and worse because she kept trying to put him over the edge and kept trying. So I hope this opens a lot of eyes because you like I'm not saying like every woman is always just lying and shit like that, but if there's one thing that's true, there's always two sides to the story. I'd rather hear both sides of the story, then we can start making depictions and shit from that. Because nowadays you can tell when someone's lying. You don't have to be a fucking wizard to tell that somebody's lying. You know what I'm saying? You can look at facial expressions, you can look at the fake emotions they put behind it, the wordplay, you know, if they stutter and shit like that, if they voice get different pitches and shit.
Add one thing before he finishes. You get to a point in life where you've seen a lot of people lie to you. Are there good liars? There are good liars.
Yeah, there are great liars.
But for me, I know when you're lying.
Exactly.
So a lot of y'all say, oh, people are good liars. Nah, y'all just choose to accept the lie. And then you need the truth to see that it was a lie, but you knew it was a lie the whole time. So look. Now, if somebody really tell you the truth, it's just something you know. And like he was saying, it's facial expressions, it's how people react. Now, she was cold-blooded. I watched it. She was cold-blooded. She had showed no emotion.
None at all.
She's like a robot or some sort. And then pooping it. That...
Oh, yeah, that's another thing. Like, so I'm assuming she was drunk. I hope she didn't do this
on purpose. So.
I can only imagine someone like angrily taking a shit in someone else's bed. But she probably was drunk, ended up using the bathroom in the bed. And she tried to blame Johnny's dog on about it. Like, if that don't tell you right then and there that she literally trying anything and everything she can do to bring this man down. Then I honestly don't know what else like to tell you. Like, and then it's getting put out there. Like, I'm not just making this up and like trying to take sides because Johnny's a dude, Johnny's a man and stuff like that. It's like wrong.
Ladies, y'all wrong do is wrong. Hate when we, first of all, why wouldn't we take a man's side? We men. Exactly. Y'all really do hate that. Why? Exactly. Because he's a man. What? That's like y'all take women's side, especially when they lying. Let me list all the ladies who lie. Meg Stallion, lied. What's that other one? They never really told that girl name with Chris Brown. Lied.
Chris Brown, the girl with Chris Brown lied.
The craziest thing that I didn't know, not J. Cole, Trey Songz, I didn't know it was a lie.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, Trey, I thought you did that shit.
Trey Songz, the case ended up being a lie. The quarterback, Deshaun Watson, his case ended up being a lie. Who else? What's her name? Gina from
Martin. Ladies, hold on. I know some of y'all have gone through some real shit. So I understand that. And I know when allegations like that, I don't play around, but I also don't like when people lie. And so when things come out and someone lies, people be quiet about it. Like with the Chris Brown thing. Ain't heard nothing from that girl since. Trey Song stuff, a certain somebody who loved to be on social media talking about it and in interviews ain't said nothing since it came out that it didn't happen. Ain't heard a word. Mm-hmm. The only person talking is Meg because she trying to make us
and up. Then the thing is, it's like it's set up to where Meg can talk about it, but if Tory Lanez talk about it, he gets fined. Like he can't speak about it as much like he. I mean, he has spoken about it, but like that's why they always send him back to court. But it's like
that, and that ain't even fair. Let me tell you, you lie on me, I'm gonna do whatever you lied to me about. I'm gonna go do it to you. Especially if I go to jail, I'm gonna come do it to you. Cause it's only fair. It's only fair. So if you lie and say I shot you in the foot, I'm gonna shoot you in the foot, and then I'm gonna wait for the police and I'm gonna explain. You said I shot you in the foot, so I shot you in the foot to make up for the time. Or money that I had to use. It's equivalent. It's change. It's only fair. But we will be back after this commercial break. You guys listen to my song. I don't know if y'all listen to Enigma yet. So go listen to it. Sample sneak peek of Memory Lane. So after this, which after I'm done talking, the song is going to play. So y'all listen to that. Tell me how you like it. Some of y'all thought it was pretty cool, you know. Just a little simple, something I threw together real quick.
A little
you know?
little razzle dazzle.
So we'll be back to continue this, and we're gonna talk about a little bit of Mike Tyson. So yes, sir.
Wake up to reality. Nothing ever goes as planned in this accursed world.
On my Kingdom Hearts shit, I used to be a fucking hero. Now I'm on demon time, bitch. I have no time on reminiscing. That's a waste of time, bitch. Y'all always talking shit behind my back. No, never do shit. Cause look, I don't understand why y'all always hating on me. I'm working hard on bust my ass and still hating them on me. Cause I will never understand or comprehend your bitches. Cause if y'all talking shit, I'm the stump on your way, bitches. Cause I'm an enigma, you a son of a bitch. And all y'all do is talk shit, which is weapon ass bitch. Cause I'ma keep saying the B word, not just talking about females, but talking about dumbass niggas who talking this shit. Cause
welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I hope y'all enjoyed that song. I wouldn't let Wavy come back. But I want to say this. Look, if anyone has a problem with us talking about people in the news, remember, the news gets paid for it. Bloggers get paid for it. TMZ gets paid for it. Shade Room gets paid for it. So why I can't get paid for it? Well, that's getting paid for someone's misery. Well, y'all get paid for my misery. People at work get paid for my misery. People who made fun of me got paid for the misery. There was a heifer one time who talked shit about me, and she had way more followers than I did. I'm pretty sure she had a little something something from me, and we all know who she was talking to. She was talking about me and made multiple posts about me, and I should have roasted that young lady, but I did not. I restrained myself because someone told me not to do it. It was a smart choice. The heifer was crazy. So, I'm going to let Wavy continue.
Goddamn. Let's see. Back to what I really was saying. Like I was saying, abuse can happen both ways. Before I take anybody's side, I want to hear the story. Because anybody's capable of it. It's not always the man, you know what I'm saying? That's all I'm putting out there. That's what I hope this case opens eyes. I mean, and I know it probably won't open enough people's eyes to the extent that I want it to, but it'll touch a few people, you know? Somebody gonna get the picture. Somebody gonna catch on. Because it's serious. Like I said before, this is what I was going to make, the point I was going to make. I said that Johnny Depp's nonchalant attitude probably drove her over the edge. And I give him kudos for that. Because like I said, this abuse isn't fresh. She's been doing this for a few years. Whole marriage, few years. So the fact that he was still able to keep his composure, that is a strong man. And honestly, fellas, we should take this and apply it. Now, don't get me wrong. Don't take my words as me making it seem like it's easy, because some women are like some can really push you to the edge.
Yes.
They know the buttons not to press, and they'll press those 10 times harder.
Make up.
With all due respect, you know, stay as composed as you can, and as soon as it gets worse, as soon as it gets bad, take it to where it needs to take it. My advice is take it to the court first. If they still don't do nothing about it, I mean, shit, you might got a rock bottom, that motherfucker. I don't know, man.
Equal opportunity, because I fight everybody. Ready to eat for everybody.
Because, look, man. If you brought it up to 12 and they don't do nothing about it, it's like, at the end of the day, you got to start protecting yourself. But then what's crazy is that's when 12 starts really getting involved. And then now you're looking as the bad guy.
Especially as a black man.
Especially.
I know y'all women be, no, everybody love you. No, they'll call a cop in the right fashion and hurt. I see it happen too many times.
Like, this whole, like, Meg Thee Stallion, like, everything, like, it's like, I seen the video, and we was just talking about this, like, the emotions and stuff. Like, all I'm saying is, if Meg is really describing how everything went down that involves this, like, Tory would have been locked up. I'm talking about he would have been locked up. This case is still open for a reason. It's still getting investigated for a reason. You know what I'm saying? If it's because she's like,
Mega.
The way she's making it like seem is as if like Tory just decided to go out, like go on edge that night, knowing how popular and how solidified Meg is, and it's in the hip hop game right now. It's like she just make it seem like he just said fuck all that and just became this fucking animal out of nowhere, and like see, look, like all of this happened inside of a car, too, like. The way she was talking in an interview, she made it seem like this nigga had her and some females like locked up in a fucked up apartment or some shit like that, and he had them at gunpoint and basically was making them do whatever he wanted at their will, because he had a gun to their face and shit like that. Like, she's talking about he got a music video of him chopping up horse legs and shit. Like, come on. I get it, you know. I get why you would personally think that, you know, shots like that is being sent towards you, but it's like you're innocent until proven guilty. And like I said, if he really went about this the way he went about it, like how open and like cocky he is about this, knowing like his life can be thrown away, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. Like, Tory Lanez been in the rap game, like, really the music game for a while now. And it's like, boom, out of nowhere, now he finna set things off and fuck everything up. Especially when he's on the rise, like, Tory been popping for the last, like, 2 or 3 years now. Then all of a sudden, now it's like, oh, I wanna do something crazy to fuck up my career. I don't, nah. I honestly don't believe like that's how that went down. Then on top of that, it's like all these other girls that she's talking about, you know, they haven't came out and said nothing. She even said, and then it's like, you can't say that he paid them because she claimed that he offered to pay them to keep her, to keep their mouth shut, but they turned down the money. She, and then she's like making herself sound like Wonder Woman. It was like, I all those girls, like I put it all on my back. I was protecting all of them and shit like that. Like, so they turned down whatever money he offered them. So why isn't nobody else coming out and say nothing?
Well, he was just whooping everybody's ass. Little man.
Thank you, bro. Tory Lanez.
Let me at him. I know y'all was women, but y'all can't beat that little nigga ass. Man, you a big bitch. I'm big female. Excuse my language.
And this is how I know Megan.
Wait a minute.
This is how I know Megan's an Amazon. I'll never forget that picture. She got a picture that she stood next to that singer, Queen Naja. Boy, when I tell you that Meg made her look like a child, bro, like that Queen Naja, she got some height on her, and she ain't fat at all, but she, you know, she hefty. Like, she got some meat on her as well. So the fact that Meg, like, her height and size, like, overshadowed all that, boy, she should be bullying motherfuckers out here, man. Before he even reached for that gun, she should have knocked his head off if that was the case. And then it sounded like it's like three or four of y'all. Man, y'all jumped that shrimp. But, nah, I don't. Because then, like, another thing, it's funny how, you know, this interview pops up right after the accusations of her lying came out too. You know what I'm saying? Like, so now it puts it in the air. It's like, so is she coming out with this story to, like, really cover her ass and shit? Like, I don't know. But that's my take on it. You know, regardless of how you feel about the situation, the truth is definitely going to come out. And, you know, when the truth comes out, I want everybody. I'll even keep the same energy if for some reason I'm wrong. But I don't think I am. Yeah.
Look, y'all. Ladies, I hope y'all understand. All right. If y'all have beef with people, don't gotta lie about it. Just, you gotta have this whole, what's it called? This whole, what's it called?
Episode
and all this stuff. And also, keep your hands off people, right? Keep your hands off people. You know why I said this? Because some dumbass motherfucker thought it was smart to throw a water bottle at Mike Tyson. A dumb nigga. You have to have either balls of steel or you just fucking retarded.
And I don't think Mike Tyson's hands is still registered. I'm pretty sure he, because he's a retired boxer, like, I don't think his hands are still registered, so he could defend himself if he feel like he need be. Like, Buddy was stupid. Like, especially since he was white, of course they're going to make it seem like Mike Tyson just, like, outrageously just attacked that man, but he's not like that.
On the news, they were trying to, at first, they're trying to act like the man just was talking to Mike. I had to watch everything and go find the fact that he actually not only kept bothering him and being up in his face, but hit this man.
Yeah.
So you hit me, you're going to get the hands. Trying to make this like the Will Smith. No, this man put his hand. No. Once something hits me, pow, it's on. Bing, 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 bing.
That's exactly what I'm waiting for, too.
I like to talk all the shit all day long. Soon as something touch me, you hit me, you put your hand, bing, 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 bing. And I don't feel sorry for that white man.
He got what he deserved. You got his ass whooped.
Keep your hands off people.
Well, stop playing with me.
God dang, y'all retarded. But we got a few more minutes. You got anything else you want to tell these people?
Stay blessed, never stress, keep your head up, stack your bread up. But most importantly, Merry Christmas, because life is truly a gift. Keep God in your life, protect yourself at all costs, and above all, stay wavy.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I'm also going to need you to subscribe to WCOD's gaming channel, WCOD Instagram, which you don't subscribe, just follow on that. So follow all the Instagrams, both Instagrams. Like I said, subscribe to WCOD's gaming and also For Real official WCOD's channel. So those two channels, gaming and the one for everything else. So subscribe to all that. Show some love to everything. I appreciate everybody watching, listening, liking, subscribing, everything. Just post for good, just good content. Yes, I said it three times. Good content for free. There's no subscription fee. This ain't Netflix. The only thing we require you is to like, subscribe, tell your friends. We're trying to get these channels up. And they're doing a pretty good job when it comes to views. So, and also, go join the stream. It's funny. It's you get a laugh. So y'all be blessed. Never stress. It's your boy Sovereign.
It's your boy Wavy.
And we gone. Yes, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, I need you to subscribe to official WCOD Studios and also WCOD Studios. The YouTube channels are out there popping. We be streaming, we be talking, we be vlogging, and you need to go check it out. Don't forget about the Instagrams and, of course, the podcast. So go show some love, WCOD Studios. Yes, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, I know y'all be seeing how fresh I look with my cut. And it's only one place in town I will ever go. Life Change Cuts. I'm telling you, you want to look fresh for a date? You want to look good for a business meeting? You want to look good for an interview? Anything is possible. Go to Life Change Cuts. I'm telling you, they got a full arcade. They got a bar. I'm telling you, positive vibes. And I'm telling you the facts. Now check out my boy Kevin, and he will hook you up. Show love.